You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. We're following a developing story out of Pakistan, where the new Pakistani coalition government is facing some turmoil. The coalition, led by the party of slain former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, has agreed, apparently, to begin impeachment proceedings against President Pervez Musharraf. Now, on the heels of this news, Musharraf apparently canceled his plans to leave the country and head to the Beijing Olympics. For more on this story, we go straight to MJ Gohal, director of the Asia Pacific Foundation, a London-based international affairs think tank. Thanks very much for being with us. This notion of impeachment seemed to come out of nowhere, MJ. What's going on?
Well, yes, you're right. It's come out from nowhere today, but it's been on the card since 1999, when Musharraf launched a military coup and removed the democratically elected government of Nawaz Sharif. So that was high treason. He was in breach of the constitution, but he has been a virtual military dictator until the end of last year. And since he gave up his army post and elections were held, the threat of impeachment was always there. The only fly in the ointment was the fact that Musharraf had done a deal with Benazir Bhutto's party, the PPP, and he had done no deal with Nawaz Sharif, the other coalition partner. So one party in parliament wants impeachment. The other party doesn't want it. And we're heading into a turmoil and uncertainty, as you said.
So essentially you're saying that the charges of this impeachment would stem from the 1999 coup that put Pervez Musharraf in power. Why now? And why, given the fragile nature of this coalition government, would they want to take on this kind of battle?
Well, it's old animosities. In fact, Musharraf had removed Nawaz Sharif. Now, Nawaz Sharif controls the second largest party in parliament. On the other side of the equation, Musharraf had done a deal with Benazir Bhutto and her husband, whereby he dropped corruption charges against Benazir Bhutto and her husband in return for the fact that they would allow him to allow Musharraf to remain as president. However, the Nawaz Sharif's party is now demanding that the impeachment proceedings must be started, and is also demanding that the judges that Musharraf had sacked should be reinstated. Now, for the government to survive, the PPP has to go along with its coalition partner and start the impeachment proceedings. Now, it does not necessarily mean that he will be impeached, because Musharraf is somebody who's not going to give up power easily. And Musharraf has vested the powers of a dictator into the office of the president. Musharraf could declare a state of emergency, dismiss the government, and again take over the country as a dictator. The key issue here is who will the army support, and of course, who will Pakistan's notorious intelligence agency, the ISI, support? At the moment, it looks that they would support Musharraf, because Musharraf controls the $10 billion in aid which Washington is giving to Pakistan.
Which was going to bring me to my next question of what the reaction would be in Washington, because they've really placed their money on Musharraf over the last couple of years, or I guess the last 7 years since the war on terror began.
You're absolutely right. Unfortunately, Washington has put all its eggs in the Musharraf basket. And at the moment, Washington doesn't have the same equation with the political civilian leaders. And therefore, if Musharraf were to go, it would be damaging to U.S.-Pakistani relations, in the sense that Musharraf is would be removed. Musharraf is very unpopular in the country, and the Bush administration did not develop ties with the two civilian leaders. And of course, as I said, it's not just the $10 billion in aid that Washington is giving. Pakistan's an important country in the sense that it's the headquarters for the Taliban, for Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden is believed to be there. And this is a country which has long-range missiles and nuclear weapons. So it's a very dangerous situation, but I have a feeling that until and unless Musharraf goes, mm-hmm. this problem will bubble on.
MJ, there is a question, though, about the army. Does the army have a vote here? Musharraf leads the army. The army appears to be very, very loyal to him, even though he is as unpopular as you say he is inside Pakistan. If this is handled badly, does that drive a wedge between the military establishment and the civilian leadership that could be damaging going forward?
It's a very good question. At the moment, the military supports Musharraf for the simple reason that the $10 billion in U.S. aid is channeled through Musharraf, so the army is dependent on that. Secondly, Musharraf ensured that the chief of army staff, Kiani, is a man who is loyal to Musharraf personally. However, the military will see that if Musharraf continues to be unpopular, if Musharraf is seen as a problem rather than a solution, the army could change sides in order to avoid any kind of civil unrest. And at the moment, the army is backing Musharraf, but that equation could change very quickly. And also, there have been signs recently that Washington is not as committed to Musharraf as it used to be in the past.
Well, there's certainly lots of ingredients for turmoil in that pot. MJ Gohel, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
MJ Gohel is the director of the Asia Pacific Foundation, a London-based international affairs think tank, and some very unexpected developments there in Pakistan that we'll keep a close eye on. Now,
we've been getting responses on that subject and some other things, and we've been Twittering all morning. I should remind people, go to twitter.com/the_takeaway, and you can follow and be followed by us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.